game on TV. On top of the farty TVs you already know about, we have 24 bottled beers, 18 draft beers, including a variety of local breweries, 200 liquors and spirits, 19 different appetizers, 9 homemade burgers, 16 sandwiches, 60 bar games, and 2 great happy hours a day. There really is something for everyone, and if that's not reason enough, let me give you one more. Friendly's Famous Fried Chicken. We'll see you at 3503 Roger Place.
Subway is celebrating all September long. The Italian BMT is now a famous $5 foot long, and the chicken teriyaki is the $3.06 select. Subway, eat fresh.
All right, it's Monday. Now you know who you are if you have a question. If you're confused about which TV to buy, which phone, smartphone, dumb phone, what computer, what's up, it changes every week. Now we have curved televisions. We have 4D. We have Ultra HD. Or maybe your question is about something you already own. You're confused, perplexed. Join the club. Here's a guy who can help you. His name is Jose Hernandez. I'm going to give you the phone numbers. You're going to call. First come, first serve. He'll do a monologue, and then we'll take your calls and fix your problems and answer your questions. 314-969-KTRS, which is 5877, or 888-550-KTRS. Jose is brought to you by OREC and the locally owned and operated OREC Home Care Centers. Yes, the same OREC that makes fantastic vacuum cleaners, but wait till you see all the other great OREC products. You're going to be as surprised as I was when I first went in and end up buying something that you've been looking for and never found quite the right product to you. Went into the OREC store, and in this case for me it was a space heater, which sadly we will be using in just, I hate to say this, a couple of months. OREC, proud to present Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
It's been 2 weeks.
It has.
2 weeks because of Labor Day.
It was a nice holiday.
It was. So, anybody here, Peon, Dan, any technical issues? No? Nothing?
No.
No?
I've been,
it is, let me see if I can think of anything. No, I don't think I have any. My wife has mentioned she's looking forward to the bigger iPhone screen, and she has an old iPad. Tell me if I gave her the right answer. She said it's starting to just shut down and quit. I said, I think the battery life is going.
That's correct.
Does that sound right?
Absolutely.
Whew. I've learned a lot from her.
I was pretty proud of myself, too. My wife is a realtor now, so we had to get a new printer with a scanner, fax, you know, all in, well, those all-in-one deals.
Right.
And I was able to set it up where it's wireless, where all the, you know, her tablet and my laptop can all shoot stuff to the printer.
Hey, I want to do that. I want to be able to print from another room or something.
Oh, yeah.
Hard?
No, not at all. I mean, you set it up to your Wi-Fi router. It's really not that difficult.
That was the question. Does it run off of your router, or does it have its own Wi-Fi router?
Well, it can. I'm sure it has Wi-Fi in itself to talk to.
Well, some of the printers will do Wi-Fi without you having Wi-Fi in the house.
Yeah, I had a Wi-Fi printer.
Really?
It generates the Wi-Fi signal on its own.
And how about Bluetooth? Are there Bluetooth printers? Why not? Could it do with the Bluetooth?
I'm sure you could get one. The problem would be Bluetooth is so short range.
You know, we're not far from a time where nothing has wires. You know that.
Yeah.
And I think that's great.
And I also had to set up a shared folder where when you scan, now that was a little more difficult.
Yeah, I can do that.
Where when you scan something into the printer, it's able to be accessed by every computer or device then.
Now you're way over my head.
I was pretty proud of myself.
But I do eventually want to get to the wireless.
Yeah, no, it's great. Your phones even, you connect it, you could print stuff off your phone. Yeah.
Oh, I see sometimes on my phone it'll say print, but I know if I hit it,
nothing will happen.
It's going to happen because I don't have that set up. Jose, it's all yours.
I'd like to get to wireless charging.
That's coming.
Yeah,
that'll be nice.
Somebody leaked a photo of the new iPhone, and it supposedly has something on the front of it that is making people think there's going to be wireless charging with this
phone. Why don't these cell phones have a small solar panel for when you have a light that's charging the phone? It seems like that would be a...
Don't say that too loud. You want to trademark that first. I don't know why.
Somebody has to be doing that. That's too easy. The back panel of your phone case is
a solar
panel.
You know how often you've said that. Oh, man, that's so easy. Why didn't I think of that?
Yeah, all the time. What do you have?
Tomorrow, the planets will align for all us tech geeks. Blizzard's going to release their new game, Destiny. You played Red Dead Redemption, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, this is far better than Red Dead Redemption.
Good, because
multiplayer.
Cowboy based again? Or Western based? No?
No. It's space based. It's a first person shooter, but you can basically play the planet. There's so many servers.
You play as a planet?
You play anybody on
the planet. Oh, you play the planet. Anybody on the planet.
Not a planet, not the planet. Thank you. IBM is going to have their developer forum start, and Apple apparently is going to release a phone or two tomorrow. The iPhone 6 is going to come out. It's expected that it's going to have a chip in it that will replace or start to replace credit cards.
When is it supposed to come out?
Tomorrow. They're going to announce it tomorrow. Their pattern is to announce it on a Tuesday and release it 10 days later.
Oh, remember those idiots that lined up 16 days ahead?
They're still there?
They're there now.
Yeah.
They're lined up now. So it should be available on the 19th for you to purchase. They worked with MasterCard, Visa, and American Express to design this chip. excuse me.
Whoa.
Oh.
You okay?
I'm good. Basically, it will allow...
That was like a cough sneeze, a mix.
I tried to hold it, and I just couldn't hold it.
That's called a snuff. A cough and a sneeze. I just made that up.
The other nice thing, supposedly, it's going to have a special one-handed mode because it's so big, you won't be able to type with both sets of thumbs. You'll just have to use the one.
That's what she said.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that before. So big, I need two hands.
Apparently, last week, some hundred or so stars had private photos released out of their iCloud accounts.
Oh, Peon sent me a couple of those.
I cannot verify
what
that
was
information.
The woman?
Kate Upton.
Kate Upton, yeah.
And in any case, Apple initially said there was no problem with the security in the iCloud application. Wasn't their fault. Something else happened. Mm. Well, fast forward to today, and the president of Apple, Tim Cook, said, yeah, we're going to go ahead and upgrade the security on our iCloud apps. We're not admitting any fault or any guilt, but, you know, these things happen. Home Depot has announced that they were hacked similar to the way Target was. It's apparently by the same group of Russian or Ukrainians that hacked into Target and P.F. Chang's. The difference is this will probably be larger than the Target hack by a power of magnitude.
Why would you hack into P.F. Chang's? I can understand Target. It just seems odd to me. Let's hack P.F. Chang's.
Anybody that has transactions, you can...
Yeah, but when you go for a big multi-location retailer like...
You want credit cards that have some space on them to sell them. Hmm. There are 2,200 Home Depot stores, and they believe that this has been in place since
Which means
May.
There are 2,200 Lowe's, because they're always right next door to
right.
Home Depot.
Well, Lowe's would be the next place to start looking.
Yeah.
In any case, the way they found out was that as of Thursday, the accounts that they've stolen were divided into two files for sale on the dark web. One was European issued and one was American accounts. So the banks started calling up Home Depot and said, by the way, you might want to look at your security systems because people who've used your company, who swiped plastic at any one of your 2,200 stores, their account numbers are now showing up in this area to be sold. Basically, you can pick them up for a buck a piece if you'd like one. And last but not least, AT&T has confirmed that they will be bringing gigabit fiber to St. Louis.
Yes.
It's going to be available initially downtown or in St. Louis City only.
For those who don't know, I don't know much about this, but here's the part that caught me. Gigabit, you can download an HD movie, the full movie, high definition, in 30 seconds.
Yes.
Ooh. Yeah, now you're talking.
1 gigabit per second versus the megabits that you've got now, which I think highest is Charter at about 60. The next place they're going to look to expand is Chesterfield, Edwardsville, Florissant, and Granite City.
Please come out to Wildwood.
They're starting in the city first?
Yes, they are.
I guess because of all the
business
governmental offices.
Well, that and the Washington Avenue tech centers. So there's a good deal of high technology businesses down on Washington Avenue between 12th and 16th Street.
Listen to this guy.
Yeah, he's talking the talk.
He knows stuff. Last time to give the numbers. Here we go, then we'll go right to the phones. 314-969. You okay?
I'm good.
That was just a cough this time, I think.
Not a snuff.
That was not a snuff.
314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. We start with Cindy. Cindy, say hello to Jose.
Hello, Jose, and everybody else.
Hello, Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
Cindy.
And I'm AM in the PM.
Well, thank you.
And I am not tech savvy, so I have this problem.
Me either.
I changed internet service providers, and I opted to not use their wireless router.
Okay.
I would purchase my own so I didn't have to pay monthly for theirs.
Yes.
So I hooked it up just like the instructions said.
Yes.
And my computer sees it. It says Netgear 02 and it says connected.
Mm-hmm.
But above that, it says unknown network is there. And my computer's connected to that and it says no internet access.
Okay.
So what is that unknown network that's in my way?
Well, that's a good question. Have you called and chatted with the Netgear folks?
No, I should do that.
Yep, call them because they're the ones that have the wireless device. They'll help you set it up.
Okay.
Well, that was easy.
Yeah, that's easy. I can call them.
And fortunately, for the most part, Netgear speaks English.
Oh, that's good. I'm not calling India.
If you do get a call that's out of the country, when you call back, most of the time the number will have like push 2 for Spanish.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead and push 2. And they're going to answer in Spanish. Tell them that you pushed number 2 by mistake because most of the Spanish-speaking people in the world also speak English pretty well.
Oh, that's great.
Instead of transferring you back to somewhere else, they'll go ahead and take the call right there.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
Just a thought.
Cindy, thank you for listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Now, did you hear how she said that? Thank you. That's how grateful the audience is for the kind of public service we provide. Sam, say hello to Jose.
Yeah, Jose, how you doing there?
I'm good, Sam. How are you?
Great. I have got a iPad, and it's a very, I don't want to say old, but it's one of the first ones. It doesn't have the camera.
Yep.
And I am getting thrown off of it and going to the home page on, like, oh, I play this one game, or I go, like, the other day I was trying to go on Safari,
mm-hmm.
and it throws me back onto the home page. You know what Daily Motion is?
Yes.
I was looking at a couple things on that, and it all
porn site.
No.
It's, and I've cleared out. You know, I've gone through and reset it, and actually went through one process. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I constantly will reboot it.
And
I always take and knock off, you know, how you double click and then your bottom bar comes up and I knock all the things off of it.
Right.
Restart it. Is there anything that I can, I live in Edwardsville and we lost our tech, you know, our Apple tech store here.
Right.
What is going on with this thing?
It sounds like that the home button at the bottom is getting worn out and it's kind of activating itself all by itself, that you don't have to touch it?
Really? Because, like, sometimes I'll be, like, play, let's just say, Angry Birds.
Right.
And it'll be working fine, and then all of a sudden it goes bang, throws it right back to the home page.
Right.
And I'm not touching anything except the screen.
Right. No, it just sometimes the button contacts get old and worn out.
So this thing, I think it's 64 gigabytes. I'm not, you know, that.
But you got the same, my wife is having issues now with her iPad. You have the same generation she does, the no camera, the first edition. And I truly do believe, and I'm sure Jose will agree with me, these things are designed to just sort of disintegrate after a while.
They do have functional obsolescence. Sam, what I would recommend is that you hold off for about 2 weeks, because like I said, tomorrow they're going to announce all the new iPhone, iPad, MacBook Air stuff, and normally the prices of the older stuff that's for sale drop anywhere from 2 to 3 weeks later.
Yeah, so, this was like $600-something original. I don't remember what it was.
Right, back in the day.
Yeah, back. It's probably, I've had, actually my nephew got it originally,
mm-hmm.
and he gave it to me, and I've had it, I guess, a good 2 years or so. But it has just started in the last couple months, just been throwing me off like crazy.
Now, when you watch porn, does it lock on or does it jump back out?
No, it doesn't do that. You know,
thank goodness. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Frank, you ain't going to get me, buddy.
I guess not. Sam, thank you for the call. Appreciate
it. Hey, AM and a PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. I believe Lisa is next. Lisa, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. How are you?
I'm good, Lisa. How are you?
Oh, okay. I'm AM and the PM.
Oh, there you go. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Now, I have been trying to learn my computer for, oh, I don't know how long, you know, how to, even like how to send a resume, how to download, upload, reload, and I am just running out of places to ask, and I don't know where's a good place to learn how to use my.
Kind of computer is it, Lisa?
I have an HP laptop. It's about 4 years old now.
Okay, and what is it you're trying to learn how to do?
I'm trying to learn how to send a resume, write one up.
There are sites.
Yeah, you actually have. Yeah,
if you Google.
I can just Google.
Just write in Google and put in websites to help write resumes.
Right.
All kinds of stuff.
Oh, see, I don't know this stuff, so I never had to use it. And so I can just Google how to.
In the search
write
bar,
a resume.
How to write a resume. You'll have all kinds of great sites come up. What is it? You're looking for a job?
Yes.
And what do you do or what do you want to do?
Well, I used to be a child therapist, and then I was a substitute teacher, and I worked with the elderly, so I always work with people. I don't work with machines. Yeah. And so my kids would tease me. I don't know, a download from an upload to a reload from an iPod to an iPad. I don't know this stuff.
Well, you know a little. You know enough that when we said Google, you know how to do that. Go to Google.com and type it in.
I can Google, but I never thought of Googling that.
It's the first thing I
Google
think of.
Everything.
It's the first thing I think of for everything.
Really?
If I wanted to know how to change the wax ring at a toilet base, because it's leaking, I would Google how to change toilet base wax ring. Boom! Here come all these sites up.
Oh, yeah. With videos, so step by step of how to do it. Yeah.
I'm telling you, Google's the greatest.
That would be the other one, Lisa, is go to a website called YouTube.com.
Oh, yeah. And
type in what you're looking for in the search bar of YouTube. I'm relatively sure somebody has done a video step-by-step of how to do what you want to do.
Yeah, that's
right.
A good idea.
Okay. Now, I have one more quick question.
Yes.
We live out here. We're close to Cape Girardeau, and so our televisions have the boxes on them.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to get a different television.
Okay.
So I will have to have a DVD player to go with it separately?
No, but if you buy a new television, you shouldn't have to have a digital converter box for it.
I shouldn't.
No. The boxes were for televisions that weren't digitally compatible built in.
No, hang on. What's DVD player have to do with anything? What do you mean DVD player?
They actually said because I was using a friend of mine's television and it wouldn't allow me to watch anything, and I was told I called the cable company and they said I needed a DVD player.
No, DVD players to watch movies on.
I think you mean the converter box.
That's what didn't make sense to me.
No, Jose's right. Any new televisions, you don't need anything but the TV.
Okay.
Your new television should plug right into your provider.
Okay, no matter what type, because we're on a basic cable system.
Doesn't matter.
Any television manufactured new after 2008.
2008.
Yep.
All right. You guys, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, Lisa, thank you.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Wow, those were basic enough questions. Even I can answer them. I love it when people are as basic and simple as I am. Can we do one more?
Sure.
Let's get Jack, and then we'll close it out. Jack, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. How are you today?
Good, Jack. How are you?
Good. Hey, I've got a laptop that is, like, so full that I can't put anything else backed up on it.
Okay.
And I've got an iPhone 5S that I just bought, but I can't pull all the information off my 4S because the laptop's full. So I went out and bought a terabyte of backup, an external hard drive to pull off, and so I can take everything off of my laptop to free it up so it'll work again.
Yes.
The problem is that with all the backups that I've done over the past couple of years with my iPhones, they're all still on my laptop. I don't know what I can pull over to the extra hard drive and how to, you know, keep the backup current on my iPhone, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, what I would recommend you do is make a new directory on the terabyte drive that is the same name as where your backups from your iPhone go, and then just copy all the contents of that iPhone backup folder off to the other drive. Because as you make new ones, they're going to store on the laptop itself.
The trouble I was having was is identifying which ones are the most recent backups and which ones weren't, because it seemed like they're all numbered.
They are. If you will, when you're looking at them in the folder on your computer, go to View and sort by detail.
Right.
And that will give you the date that they were used or created. And your most recent backup should have your most recent date.
Do you need to keep anything but the most recent one?
Depends how far back you want to go.
Okay. But if I backed them up and then just created a new one after I deleted off all the old ones, I would be safe.
Yes.
Correct. Okay. Well, that's. I was just trying to free up my computer space, and I couldn't figure out how to get it all done.
Good luck.
All right. Thank you, Jack. I have no idea what you guys were just talking about. Unlike the lady, Lisa was her name?
Yeah, there's a different level.
She and I are on the same level. This conversation you just had ran off and left me. Well, you see, time flies when you're learning things. Now, here's the deal. If you didn't get through, and I see a lot of you didn't, you can actually email Jose Hernandez. Here's his email address. It's techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. He'll be back next Monday. And we thank the folks at Oreck. If you have a chance, ladies and gentlemen, and you drive by an Oreck store, please go in there. You're going to be so glad you did. They have a lot of great products. Of course, the great vacuum cleaners, but so much more. Oreck, you know the name. Tell them your AM and the PM. We'd appreciate it. Give it up if you would for Jose Hernandez.
Good day, everybody.
Thank you, Jose. And now, Dan, do you have your harmonica?
I do.
You might want to listen in on the show. Your head. Oh, you've got earbuds in. You have your earphones on. And the reason I want you to get the harmonica is I believe you've only played Happy Birthday once.
Yeah.
So the chances of you making a mistake, well, it happens. But when you've only played something
once on the show, but I'm sure it is.
No, I believe you've only played it one time.
Yeah, just
really?
One time. That's
the reason I mention that is it's John Landolf's birthday today. And before we even speak with him, I'd like now, Dan, happy birthday, and we'll sing along.
Okay.
And here we go. Happy birthday.
Ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, John Landolf. Happy birthday to you.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Thank you, Dan. He's going to start tearing up now.
Are you crying, John? Are you crying?
Real quick.
What?
Kleenex. He's asking for a Kleenex.
I'm tearing up. I'm like, yes, it's beautiful.
Well, there'd only be two reasons you'd ask for Kleenex. And I hope it's because you're tearing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not giving yourself a birthday present.
Oh, my goodness. What a start.
I'd be tearing up, wiping my eyes, or I have to blow my nose. You know, not to blow my nose. Usually Kleenex doesn't work.
I mean, you need a sheet, a bed sheet.
I mean, oh, man, hand towel. Boy, it started out so nice.
Heavy duty industrial hand towel. You know? Yeah. Just like you need a heavy duty towel to wipe your head.
My forehead is actually a five head or a six head. Happy birthday.
Hey, thank you.
66, I believe, is it?
No, not quite. I'm not up there with you. No, I'm
Oh, good.
He's
one.
Still in his 50s.
Good one. I'm still in your 50s.
56.
Yeah.
5'6", and you know, I don't feel a day over 54. It's amazing.
Yeah, that 50s is a great decade, I think. I can't remember it, but I think it was great. So, what are you doing for your birthday? Anything special tonight or today? Or
you know, tonight...
You should be off today. You should have taken the day off. Look at the weather. You should be out doing something.
I got to tell you, I did. I took the afternoon off and
did
it with my beautiful wife, and we're having a great time, and we're going to meet our sons, John and Sam, who are in town. We're going to meet them for dinner tonight at one of our favorite restaurants. Of course, I've got about 25 favorite restaurants.
Yeah, I know you do.
Just look at me. You can tell, you know, that I like to eat. But, no, we've had a great weekend and a lot of fun. And, you know, your birthday only comes around once a year.
Is that right?
That's what I checked. I heard that. I read that somewhere.
Well, now, you and Mimi... You're alone now, right? The kids are living. Nobody's living.
Right, we're what you call the empty nesters. Yeah.
Which means birthday night tonight.
Oh yeah, birthday suit.
Yeah, anything could happen, and you know, she might have something real special surprised.
What do you think? What do you think we're going to wait for tonight?
Whoa!
Whoa!
Hey, all right.
Yeah.
Zinger.
You go.
You know, the great thing is that she's listening right now, and that just that lost all opportunity right there.
She's doubled over in laughter from it.
I doubt that.
Oh, my God. It's great. But no, but thanks very much. We you're right. This weather is unbelievable. It's just beautiful. Beautiful weather. I think there's more... You know, more than just 10 days.
I would disagree.
Let's start counting them, because as we get into the end of September and those first few weeks of October.
And the days dwindle down to a precious few. Thank you.
You've got a great voice.
Thank you so much. Hi, everybody. This is Tony Bennett.
Think about doing an album.
Yeah, sure.
You know? But you have a book of your jokes, right?
No, that was many, many years ago. That was the 80s. I have a 16-year-old CD, joke CD, that was done 16 years ago, but the jokes are the same.
Why don't you get that out there again?
Yeah.
You know?
You know what? I probably should redo it.
I don't know if anyone's told you that, but you're...
Nope, nobody has ever told me that. But
really?
Thank you.
Well, there you go.
Now, my sons always tell me that, Dad, you need to put out another joke CD or book or whatever. I think the CD is better, because the book, reading jokes is one thing, but hearing the joke told, I think, especially if you're on a trip or something, I'll have to, the weird thing happened. I had a bunch of these CDs. It's a true story. I had a bunch of these CDs, and these guys know this story. The guy who burned them and warehoused them for me sold the warehouse and forgot that he sold them with my CDs in it. And now nobody knows what happened to them. And there were like another 3,000 of them or something, and now they're gone.
So if somebody out there has one, all they have to do is, duplicate it?
Oh, I have some.
Okay.
I have a couple of boxes of like 450 or 60 of them, so I could remaster it and redo them. Maybe I'll give that some thought.
You know,
and we could give it to AM and the PM Chevy buyers. You buy a Chevy
for one of my birthday gifts.
Oh, I'll give you one. But here, how about this?
No, one of my birthday gifts.
Package.
Rather than me try to guess what else you'd like, why don't you just go ahead and tell me what else you want for your birthday?
Not on the air.
Oh.
It'll be a dinner out with some great wine at Andy Gunn's, one of our favorite restaurants.
We can arrange
that.
That's
what I love to eat, but we had just a great weekend at Johnny Law and Dobbs Chevrolet, and a lot of the AM and the PM crowd. And now what's happening is they're meeting each other.
Mm-hmm.
The AM and the PM crowd, they're there together. They're like, so you're AM and the PM?
You need a separate waiting room.
Unbelievable.
A service waiting area just for, it's kind of like when people belong to that TWA or American Ambassadors
right,
Lounge.
Yeah.
And if you're AM and the PM, you get a separate waiting area. And when somebody goes in there to sit down and go, I'm sorry, you AM and the PM, if they say, what does that mean? Get out! You know?
Yeah.
You have to go to the other waiting room.
We wouldn't yell at
Well, I know
that.
You wouldn't do that, but you have a little...
Massage recliners, stuff
like
that.
Yes, now listen to what Peon's saying. The AM and the PM waiting area for service customers has maybe a masseuse, those where you sit in a chair and they do the shoulder and the neck massage, maybe a little...
Cappuccino machine.
There you go. Now you're talking.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what the Johnny Law and Dobbs Chevrolet customers.
There's a lot of Starbucks customers, I'm sure.
A neck rub.
They would look at me like I am crazy. Like, what?
No, they'd go, I'm so glad I'm AM and the PM. I can't believe the special treatment.
Yeah.
They get pretty excited, just regular coffee and donuts from Old Town Donuts.
Imagine how excited they're going to be when they get a massage.
Okay. Well, let me think about that.
Maybe put a hot tub in there. You know, think about it.
What if we just do the AM and the PM Johnny Law and Dobbs Chevrolet dealership? A separate location.
Maybe I'll go in the car business. Maybe I'll finally go in the car business. Pinion Londoff Chevrolet. At another location. Yeah. Okay, Londoff Pinion. I know. I know exactly what he's thinking. Why did I put my name first?
Hey, it is my birthday. Come on.
Okay.
Nice.
Londoff Pinion Chevrolet.
How long do you celebrate your birthday?
I don't. Ask these people. I don't.
Yeah,
I don't.
How
even...
long do you celebrate your birthday?
I'm not really a big celebrator. I mean, of course, we'll go out to eat or something with my family. But I'm not a big.
Yeah, well, let me help you. That's
a
all.
Birthday week.
The birth of your son. That's all.
Oh, that'll be a big deal for him.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's going to change.
I just don't like attention on myself. I hate it. So Just rather not. They've tried that before where we go out to eat and they try to
the worst
arrange
is when they
the singing.
Come over. Oh, I hate
I
that.
I told them I'll walk out. I'll leave the restaurant if you ask them to come over.
You know, let me tell you something rude that I did. We were on vacation and it was one of those trios of singers or the like the Mexican guitar. When they came near our table, I got up and stepped over and I gave the guy $10. I said, this is not to come sing at our
what
table.
What happened? We lost
up on us.
He hung up on us. He hung up on us. I paid him not to sing at our table. I can't stand that.
No, I'm the same way. I just don't want, I hate people staring. You know, you're the same way. I just rather not, you know, it's nice to go out with your family or whoever and stuff.
Everybody has
exactly.
a birthday.
It's no big deal.
It's not like yours is a big deal. It doesn't even make sense.
It should stop when you're
12.
13.
Yeah, okay.
When you turn a teenager, there shouldn't be
21. 21.
Well, that, yeah. 13 and 18, I guess, is a big one in 21. But after that, what's the point after 21? What's, there's no milestone anymore.
Is he back?
No, not yet. Trying.
What happened there?
I don't know.
That was weird. We've never had that happen
before. Maybe another dealer severed his lines. Maybe another car dealer got into his phone system.
After they heard that Landoff Pinion Chevrolet idea, they were like, uh-oh.
Another dealer cut the phone lines because they heard the Landoff Pinion Chevrolet. They thought, well, that's competition. We can't
stand. You know what? They heard the Landoff Pinion Chevrolet, and they're all shaking in their boots right now.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
Sure they are.
I tell you what, got me shaking in my boots.
To answer your question, P and I are very much the same about birthdays. Everybody has one. And to really make too big a deal out of it seems ridiculous to me. But I get the people that
hey, if
that
you want to celebrate it,
and
absolutely.
There are people that love that. Is anybody celebrating a birthday when they go in a restaurant? And there are people that love it when they come around and sing at your table. I cannot stand it.
Oh, I ask the entire month if they have a birthday special or something.
Oh, no.
Dan is one of those people.
That's not a surprise.
I take advantage of that.
Dan walks in the restaurant and goes, hey, it's my birthday.
What do I get for free?
Sing to me.
How about a free meal?
Sing to me and give me that little cupcake with a candle in it.
I have them come over to the table. I call them over and tell them it's somebody's birthday at the table and to have them sing it and stuff like
Dan
that.
Dan would probably go, don't you have a goofy hat I could put on?
Yeah, usually you call them over. There's somebody's birthday at the table for somebody else, but Dan does it for it. No, it's mine. Nobody else.
Well, I hope you have a good
time. Now you know what it's like to get picked on.
I know.
Here's our birthday present to you. Right now, we are asking every listener who's even thinking about a new car or a pre-owned car, head on out to Johnny Londo. Late tonight. What a birthday present that'll be for
you.
Have
John Camaro come in tomorrow and look at the reports from the previous day.
And go, what happened here? And they go, well, Mr. Londo, those are all people who this was their birthday present to you. All these people that bought these Chevys.
Celebrating your birthday.
Wouldn't that be great?
Isn't that great?
Yeah, that's our gift to you.
Well, so let's say thank you to Thomas Carner from Valley Park.
What's his name?
He bought a 2013 Silverado pickup truck from one of the superstars at Landoff Chevrolet, Derek Metcalf.
What's his name, the customer?
Thomas Carner, K-A-R-N.
Tom Carner,
Hey, Crew Carner here.
No.
Or as the farmer Dave would say, well, I went around the Carner.
May Carner is up 5 cents a bushel.
Well, thank you, Thomas.
Well, thank you, Frank, and thanks for all the birthday gifts that are
headed your way.
Okay, but thank you very much. We are open late tonight, and it's hey, let's just make it a birthday month at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. The whole month,
we're
going to celebrate with great deals for the great AM and the PM crowd. Oh my God, we love them. So 314-837-1800 is the phone number. 314-837-1800. And 24/7/365 at Londoff.com.
All right. Well, have a great birthday.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, John.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye.
He does love to go out to eat. And he does have about 25 restaurants where they know his name. When he's one of those guys who really enjoys and appreciates nice restaurants. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll take a couple of calls. And before you know it, the Playhouse will be here. And I have one of the all-time great blonde jokes. So if you're blonde and you don't like those jokes, you might not want to be here for that. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's get a look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, you've got a report of a stalled vehicle on southbound 55 near Rebus Barracks that was blocking the lane. Just normal heavy traffic now on westbound 44 between the Museo Veterans Bridge and the depressed section. Westbound 40 is heavy from a little west of Kings Highway through McCausland, 270 through Mason. We have slow to stop and go traffic on southbound 270 from Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 70 a little bit heavy past the airport, and southbound 255 running slow between 270 and Horseshoe Lake Road through that construction zone. And this report is brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Make family dinner as easy and delicious with an icy cold 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce market side rotisserie chicken, and 2-pound potato salad for $9.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is your information station for ABC News. Local news, traffic reports, and weather updates you can count on. Locally owned, locally operated. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
How long have you been suffering with your sinus problem? Dr. Karen Boone and Metro Sinus can help. You see, Dr. Karen Boone and her partner are the region's first certified and most experienced in a new procedure called balloon sinuplasty. Now, it sounds worse than it is. In fact, it's a very simple procedure, minimal downtime. It restores the normal sinus function by permanently enlarging the drainage pathways of your sinuses. So within 24 to 48 hours, you are back up on your feet and your sinus problems are gone for good. Dr. Karen Boone is the most experienced and the first certified, along with her partner, MetroSinus.com. It's not a one-size-fits-all. Dr. Karen Boone can help you either way, but maybe you're a perfect candidate for in-office balloon sinuplasty. 636-685-8040. It's covered with Medicare and most major insurance carriers. MetroSinus.com or 636-685-8040. Dr. Karen Boone can fix your sinus problems for good. MetroSinus.com.
Hi, I'm Terry Witovich, sales manager at Broadway Ford Truck Sales, your full-line truck and SUV headquarters. For over 50 years at the same location, you know that selecting the ideal commercial vehicle can be complex and your needs are unique. You've come to the right place to get the right vehicle. Broadway Ford Truck Sales, your Ford business preferred network. Working with Broadway Ford Truck Sales means you are getting the most dedicated vehicle expertise available. We help you select the best vehicle for your particular application, plus we provide custom financing and leasing options.
Broadway Ford Truck Sales has been earning your business for over 50 years at the same location. If you've never used Broadway Ford, give them a try. They have a state-of-the-art service and parts department, and if you need to lease or rent a vehicle or truck, call Jim Cavanaugh. Broadway Ford Truck Sales is located downtown at 1506 South 7th Street in the Soulard Market area. You can reach them at 314-241-9140 or at BroadwayTruck.com. Flooring takes more abuse than any product you'll ever put into your home. To withstand that wear and tear requires a solid product and a superb installation. You get both from the contractor members of the Flooring Industry Council. Their crews of installed floor layers have 4 years of classroom and hands-on training and are required to take refresher classes throughout their careers. A great installation won't fix a cheap product, and an expensive flooring does not perform well when installed improperly. For the best selection of flooring products and an installation from the most highly trained craftsmen for a floor you'll be proud of for years to come, call the Flooring Industry Council at 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org to find a contractor near you. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org. Legendary broadcaster Mike Shannon and Eddie Scholler, owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Mr. Shannon, you got one heck of a life. Man, you're always so upbeat. What's your secret?
Secret? What secret?
Well, I guess it's the secret to life.
There's no secret to me, Eddie. I like to have fun and never take myself too seriously. And it looks like that's exactly what happens at Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
What exactly do you mean?
Well, I don't know of a much livelier and fun place to enjoy with friends than the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air. You've got the coldest beer in town, the tastiest and the cheapest eats. I mean, nothing puts a smile on your face like your peel and eat shrimp or that Fat Eddie burger. You certainly can enjoy life much more than when you're out on that big, huge patio of yours enjoying a nice cold
frosty one.
Listening to live music or watching the ball game on all of those flat screens.
Well, I certainly hope that secret gets out.
Find the secret to life at Fast Eddie's Bonaire. If you're 21 and you're in the mood, come by today and check them out online at FastEddiesBonaire.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-953-4036. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-953-4036. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-953-4036.
Due to Missouri football this Saturday, go Tigers! Oh, sorry. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Due to Missouri football this Saturday, Retire Worry-Free with Steve Light and Greg Gonzalez is moving to a new temporary time. This week, get objective and unbiased answers to retirement and investment worries on Retire Worry-Free at 4 p.m. Saturday on the Big 550 KTRS. Go Tigers!
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family. And when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
There's something special happening at Christian Hospital. From the skilled, gentle touch of our caregivers, to our commitment to innovation and technology, to the inspiring stories of healing and achievement, we're using our extraordinary experience to create extraordinary experiences every day. Visit ChristianHospital.org to learn more. Christian Hospital, member BJC Healthcare.
Subway is celebrating all September long. The Italian BMT is now a famous $5 foot long, and the chicken teriyaki is the $3.06 select. Subway, eat fresh!
Almost half of all Americans are forced to retire unexpectedly. Could you be next? This week on America's Wealth Management Show, discover how to retire on your terms. Listen this Saturday afternoon at 1, right here on 550 KTRS.
Here's a safety tip from Metro Shooting Supplies.
Use a gun locking device that renders your firearm inoperable when not in use. A gun lock should be used as an additional safety precaution and not as a substitute for secure storage.
This message brought to you by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limperst and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Please download this app. You'll be glad you did. STL Taxi. That's STL Taxi. It's free, and it's a great way to get yourself, well, what many will tell you is the best cab ride in St. Louis, a nice, clean Laclede cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Well, hello, everybody.
Are you now, are you with us for a while, or are you out on the road somewhere?
I am in downtown St. Louis.
All right.
Happy to be back after an amazing trip to the state of Ohio. I had no idea how beautiful Ohio was. It's basically just miles and miles of just beautiful country with, you know, cities sort of scattered about. It's spectacular.
That's a great description of Ohio.
Beautiful country with cities
scattered about. Wow.
Scattered about.
What a picture he painted.
Wordsmith.
I have it in my head, and really that's all that matters.
That's right.
The pictures.
So what's going on?
Well, Dolly Parton recently did that ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. You know, the thing where people dump not surprisingly, Dolly's feet remain perfectly dry. Like the only one out of everybody.
Awning.
I thought it was going to be a high beams joke.
Yeah, well, that would have been too easy.
Yeah, that's too
easy. Maybe funnier, actually. Well, the former governor of Virginia, Bob McDonnell, has been convicted on corruption charges.
Yeah.
He faces jail time, a fine, and at least one term as governor of Illinois.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Got to serve. And finally, this afternoon. Oh.
That was a good one about crazy. Dolly's feet staying dry. That was good.
Yeah, I may have to repeat that one if this doesn't go well. We'll okay. see. A giant asteroid came close to hitting Earth yesterday. It was 25,000 miles away from the Earth's surface. Kind of give you an idea of the distance. So yesterday, the asteroid came closer to the end zone than the Rams did.
Oh,
oh, boy.
How sad. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill. Yeah. I saw Jeff Fisher in an interview. Does he not look every time more and more like, what next?
I know.
I mean,
yes,
he looks like he's already
not a good start.
Throwing up his hands, thinking, now the quarterback, what, hurt his ankle or something?
Our backup to Sam Bradford got hurt yesterday in the first game. So,
I thought they picked somebody up. I know a lot of people.
Sean Hill is supposed to be, he's been around in the league, the guy who got hurt yesterday. Right, he was right. supposed to be a really good backup.
Okay.
So they thought, well, we might have a chance here.
How badly is he hurt? I mean,
I hadn't heard today. I know it was an ankle deal.
Or somebody in a column not too long ago said Rams cursed. It was like the headline,
yeah.
And maybe he was right that Bradford and the Rams are cursed. Hey, if nothing else, see if you can get Kurt Warner back just for a season.
No kidding.
I don't care how old he is. Bring him in here. I mean, we might be stunned at what he's
thigh injury. They don't know yet the length of the.
Oh, well, you're listening to your sports talk station, 550.
That's right.
A new sports show. American Equity Mortgage is responsible for lots of people becoming homeowners. Because when you want to become a homeowner, unless you have a pile of cash, unless you got a rich daddy who goes, I'll buy you kids a house. I don't hear about that very often. Sometimes I hear the wedding gift is a down payment. That's a smart wedding gift, but then you have to have a company carry the mortgage. Ah, that's where American Equity comes in. Now, the phrase perfect or less than perfect credit, other people use it. I think I heard it first from American Equity Mortgage. It's important because that less than perfect part is the part that applies to most people. Most people do not have perfect credit. That's a rarity. It's virtually impossible to get because of the way the system works. So don't worry about that part. Just know that if you need a home, they'll help you get it. Know that if you have a home and you're a homeowner, they will show you how to borrow money the smart way to get out of money you borrowed the dumb way, like long-term credit card debt. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com. Or 314-878-9999. Great blonde joke coming up, plus some other stuff. It is already 5 o'clock.